Michelle Weinberg Roth has been a teacher in the New York City school system for 20 years. For the safety of others, she says she agrees with this new mandate.
For me personally, it makes me feel safer as a teacher, also as I'm a mom of two kids who are in city schools. I do believe that the adults should have it because they can also transfer it to the students. They can transfer and to vice versa. I think for me, my number one priority is safety. Safety for all. And the hundreds of thousands of people who have now died from this disease, we need to stop it. It needs to be stopped. And if that means that we have to have a mask mandate until this is under control and it's concentrated, we need to do what we need to do to protect all human beings. And since it's not available or as easily as accessible to certain areas, we need to be more aware of that.
The New York City school system is the largest in the country. The new approach by the mayor comes as the city battles a rise in COVID cases fueled by the highly contagious Delta variant. In a statement, the UFT, the United Federation of Teachers, seems to agree with de Blasio's approach. They say, vaccination and testing have helped keep schools among the safest places in the city. This approach puts the emphasis on vaccination, but still allows for personal choice and provides additional safeguards through regular testing. There are still many things to do before we are prepared to safely open our schools in September. On Twitter, many responded to de Blasio's announcement. Some say the restrictions are not strict enough. One says, this is a start, but they should be tested twice a week and PCR only. Also, we need an indoor mask mandate to help slow the spread. Another says, not even close to enough. Just like in 2020, we are losing valuable time to get ahead of the virus, and it will cost many lives. Another wonders why the mask mandate should wait until next week. And there are concerns about the reliability of the vaccines. One says, even though I'm vaccinated, I support anyone who doesn't want to get vaccinated. It's not FDA approved, only EUA approved. That's emergency use authorization. Meanwhile, Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, tweets, please, get a vaccine. It can save your life. A radio host who regrets mocking vaccines is fighting for his life. Angela Palumbo, WBAI News, New York.